Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. This is Big John McDonnell, director and currently the president of the board. I am seeking re-election as a director and asking you for your vote in support of my proven experience that has been at work in this community. In 2021, when I first ran for election, my campaign statement was, I want to be a board member for the people of this community, not for myself. Plain and simple. True then, true now. I have worked hard for this community every day and keep my word. And how do I do that? I regularly spend time in the community listening to homeowners' comments, ideas, issues, and complaints. I use this information to be a better informed director when considering how to make my decisions and cast my votes for our community. There are many ways to tell you how a board is doing, and the best way is by the turnout at the board meetings. When folks are happy, attendance is low, like now. And if you follow the board votes in person or online, mostly the votes are 5-0. That's your board working together for you. Don't get me wrong, it isn't just your 5 board members running the small city that we live in. It really does take a village. And if you choose to re-elect me as one of your directors, I will have behind me all the many volunteer advisory committee members, paid staff, consultants, and the other 4 board members, all working for you. As your president, for the past 2 years, it's been my pleasure and my job to coordinate all these elements as much as possible to have the community functioning smoothly. It's also important to know that I am running to be a director, not the president. When you get your ballot, you vote for the directors. The 5 directors will then amongst themselves vote for the president, vice president, treasurer, secretary, and member at large. This is how I became president in 2021 and 2022. I have served and worked with a total of 7 other directors over the past 2 years during my term of office. Some thoughts I'd like to share with you. In my opinion, significant changes require community buy-in and majority support. That has always been my belief and is required by the governing documents, and I will always continue to support that position. 2 of the candidates running say and write that much about board business is conducted in secret, and there is no transparency currently. That is not true. There are no secret meetings. All meetings are conducted according to civil code and the specifications of our governing documents. And we have legal advice on a regular basis to make sure those requirements are followed. All votes are appropriately conducted. Regardless of which candidates get elected, by law, the meetings will have to be conducted as they are now. Don't be fooled by empty campaign slogans. HOA law and our governing documents require that many matters have to be considered by the board in executive session and are required for good reasons to be kept confidential. In fact, each director signs a code of conduct requiring that the matters taking place in executive session are to be treated as confidential. This is simply for your protection and the benefit of the HOA. Regarding transparency, there have been town hall meetings on the CVDW project, the 5-acre lot project, pickleball courts, Montecito Cafe, and many focus groups on the shadows. Regarding our finances, we live in a beautiful community, have great neighbors, and many amenities to enjoy. Living in an HOA, homeowners must be able to rely on sound fiscal management and no surprises, particularly no surprise special assessments. During my term, I have participated in 2 budget cycles, managing under COVID, serious staffing issues, runaway inflation, insurance hikes, the likes of which we have never experienced before, Pond 2 reconstruction, CVWD major construction, causing major upheaval in homeowners' lives and planning to protect our property and its amenities as much as possible in the event of future flood control impacts. There also have been many other major financial concerns to deal with. I am proud to say that your Sun City Shadow Hills is financially sound. We are the largest HOA in Indio, with our reserves properly funded and our funds safely invested. Again, let me repeat, our reserves are properly funded and our funds are safely invested. You are not at risk for a surprise special assessments. We can and must maintain this status for the benefit and welfare of every homeowner. That is why when at the candidate forum, two candidates said that rebates should be made to homeowners. It raised many eyebrows. Please consider carefully any candidate who makes suggestions that, if carried out by a future board, could be very ill-advised. There is no extra money laying around to refund. And regular reports of our hardworking members of the Financial Advisory Committee allow me and should allow you to feel secure and to sleep at night. Our financial statement is clear, regularly updated, and available to all homeowners. The issue of community safety has had the highest priority at Sun City Shadow Hills. In the past few months, most unfortunately, there have been several serious incidents that have shown me that the directors, along with the Safety Advisory Committee, must focus on these issues. The personal safety of each homeowner is very important to me and should be important to all of us. Threats of personal violence against staff members, loaded guns found abandoned in public areas, serious vehicle-to-person injuries, these are a major concern that must be addressed and appropriately dealt with. Yes, we live in a wonderful community, but serious safety concerns exist and must be addressed. Maintenance and repair issues often cause interruption to the enjoyment of our amenities by residents. That's because scheduling repairs in a community like ours can be challenging. The contributing factors are the needs of our full-time residents versus the needs of our seasonal residents, and of course, the extreme temperatures of the summer months come into play. Added to these concerns, we have experienced major supply chain issues and increasing costs. I have given much thought on how we can improve maintaining our facilities with minor interruptions to everyone's enjoyment while making maximum use of our amenities. And I pledge to make every effort to make smooth and smart scheduling a priority. I am here today to ask for your vote. Yes, I would like to be reelected. That can only happen if you are pleased with the job I have done for you. Think our community is better now than it was when I was first elected? And want me to continue and keep our community improving? Our HOA requires constant attention, and I am the candidate to provide that. As I said when I first ran, I want to be a board member for the people of this community, not for myself. Plain and simple. True then, true now. I work hard for this community every day to keep my word. It is my commitment to each of you that everything I have done and will do, if you reelect me, is to make the board work for you. I have faith that the vast majority of our homeowners desire this community to be the best it can be, and will continue to demonstrate responsible behavior in our community. I have a strong belief that a positive, not punitive, attitude towards homeowners is the best course to follow. I believe that Sun City Shadow Hills is and always should be welcoming, safe, and a friendly place to live. I also believe that a director's job is to be empathetic to homeowners' needs and concerns with an open mind. For campaign contributions, support, and lawn signs, please text or call Big John at 626-945-4730. I am proud to be currently serving on the board of directors and doing my part in the well-being of Sun City Shadow Hills. I am Big John McDonnell, and I ask for your vote. Thank you.